A major report into police strip searches is going to be handed to the New South Wales government today as pressure grows for these strip searches to be limited, particularly when it comes to children. The report follows 2 years of inquiries and investigations by the state's police watchdog, which heard officers have a poor understanding of when searches are supposed to be used. Police say they've already improved practices and training procedures around this. Sam Lee is a solicitor with the Police Accountability Practice at Redfern Legal Centre. Sam Lee, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning.
Strip searches in New South Wales have been used on children as young as 10 years old, which is a shocking thing. This inquiry heard a range of disturbing evidence, including that police were making inappropriate comments sometimes to one young woman, for instance, when she was searched. And in another case, a woman was asked to remove a tampon as part of the search. Are you expecting your report to call for the report to call for a wide-ranging change in the way strip searches are used in New South Wales?
We understand the report is going to look at a range of issues, including legal thresholds and the psychological impact of strip searching on children. It will have wide-ranging recommendations, but what we are calling for is legislative change to stop the strip searching of children in particular.
So you want legislative change, not just a change to police practices and training?
Exactly. We welcome changes to training and education and policy and practice, but what we want is concrete changes in the legislation to ensure that people have the safeguards that they need and that police has rigorous guidance